This move represents a critical step in the evolving regulatory landscape for online gambling, highlighting both the complexities of compliance and the consequences for non-compliant operators.
The Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance has issued cease and desist letters to Kalshi, Polymarket, and Cryptocom.
The core issue is that these platforms lack the required licenses for sports betting within Tennessee.
This failure to secure proper authorization violates state gambling regulations designed to protect consumers and maintain fair market practices.
The repercussions of this regulatory action are severe.
Non-compliance could lead to substantial financial penalties, with steep fines being a primary consequence.
Additionally, operators may face court injunctions that force them to cease operations immediately.
More seriously, the state might refer the case to law enforcement agencies for further investigation, potentially resulting in criminal charges or broader legal scrutiny.
These actions have significant implications beyond just these three companies.
As more U.S. states legalize online sports betting and digital gambling grows rapidly, regulators are increasingly focused on ensuring compliance with local laws.
Tennessee's move underscores the challenges that platforms encounter when navigating the intersection of technology and gambling regulation.
It also reflects the broader trend where rapid industry expansion prompts heightened regulatory scrutiny.
While specific responses from Kalshi, Polymarket, and Cryptocom have not been detailed yet, companies in similar situations typically adopt proactive strategies to address regulatory concerns.
Common approaches include engaging in dialogue with regulators to clarify legal requirements, exploring options for obtaining necessary state licenses, if available, or adjusting their business models to fully align with local laws.
The online sports betting sector has experienced explosive growth in recent years as more states have legalized this form of gambling.
However, this rapid expansion has also drawn increased attention from regulators tasked with safeguarding consumers and promoting fair practices.
Tennessee's actions serve as a reminder that while the digital space offers new opportunities for innovation, it also brings substantial legal responsibilities.
As the situation unfolds, stakeholders in the online betting industry must remain vigilant about regulatory changes and adapt their operations accordingly.
Tennessee's precedent-setting action may influence other states to adopt similar measures, thereby shaping the future of sports betting in the U.S.
The ongoing communication between regulators and businesses will be crucial for establishing a safe and compliant betting environment across the country. End of box.